start off and talk about Deshaun and what happened, your message to the team this morning.
Yeah, no, he's. We were at practice, and we were in the first team period, and you know, he just, you know, just non-contact injury. You know, non-contact, which is, you know, you've seen a lot of those, and you know, he felt something, and that was about it. So, you know, look, I think what I tell the team is really between me and the team. It's a very resilient bunch of guys, great veteran leadership in there. And we'll battle. I mean, we're not gonna give in to what's out there, that the demise of the Houston Texans is upon us. I mean, like, that's ridiculous. You know, we're gonna show up and fight and play, and Savage will be the quarterback, and Yates will be the backup, and we'll go from there. I don't even know that yet. I'm not privy to that information, to be honest with you. If anybody knows about my role here, I coach the team. So I don't know that info. I don't have that info. I'm not privy to it.
You having to give a lot of these speeches now because of the strike.
I don't give speeches, John. I just coach. I'm not a speech giver. I'm a coach.
Players are having to do this a lot because of the strike.
I coach the team. Today we talked about the Indianapolis Red Area. We talked about the Indianapolis special teams. We talked about the league special teams. We talked about avoiding penalties and trying to be better on third down. And that's what I do. I coach. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into that, Aaron. You know what I mean? I understand the question, but why would I ever get into that, you know? Yeah, no, I mean, no, we're going to do the same exact things we were doing with Deshaun. How's that?
Did you talk about Tom and the difference of him and Deshaun?
Yeah, clearly there's differences. Every quarterback's different. There's a lot of differences. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, I don't think anybody can watch a game and see the differences between every quarterback in the league. Yeah, we signed Yates, and we're in the process with Matt McGloin.
Talk about Tom, and you expect him to be better now, or just pick right up where he left off the preseason?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he's had a really good stretch of practices here. He had a great practice today. He's a very accurate passer. He's got a very talented arm. Got a good bunch of guys around him. You know, every game's different. You know, we're this is the halfway point of the season, so he's had a lot more reps. So yeah, he's improved from the last time he played.
What about the opportunity Tom has here?
Yeah, I think any time a guy, John, you know, you've been around a long time. I mean, any time a guy has an opportunity like this, it's really incumbent upon them to seize it, you know, and take advantage of it, because it can mean a lot for. You know, especially at that position, it can mean a lot for your career. No doubt about it. He knows that.
The offensive line standpoint and everybody that's involved in protection, how much different, how do things change a little bit?
Say that again, Aaron. I'm sorry.
From a protection standpoint and everybody that protects the quarterback, how much does that adaptation for you guys now?
Yeah, there's differences. I mean, you know, again, I don't want to – I mean, I hate to tell you, I'm not getting into the X's and O's. I mean – you know, that would be crazy for me to do that, but there's going to be some of our weapons there, and we basically do, with the exception of CJ. You know, we won't have CJ this week, but you know, he'll be back next week. But we have a lot of good players there, guys that are playing on the outside, that are playing very well. Hop and Will feel like we're running the ball pretty well. You know, obviously Deshaun gave us a lot with his running, which, you know, obviously we won't get from Tom. That's not something that's part of his skill set, but. You know, we still have guys, Lamar, Deontay, Alfred Blue ran hard against Seattle. You know, we can still run the football. And there's a lot of things that we're doing that's a lot different than the last time Tom played. And so it'll be, you know, it'll be a challenge. But Tom and I and the rest of the offense, we're up for it.
You spoke to your players about this turn of events. What message would you tell the fans that are concerned about Watson?
Concerned about Deshaun? No, he's you know, look, he's injured right now, but he's going to be fine. I talked to him two or three times last night. He went to the MRI, got diagnosed, came back here. He's a very spiritual young man. He's a he's just a great guy, and you know, he's been through it before. You probably heard his college coach talk about that. He's been through it before. He's been through the rehab. I think once you've been through the rehab, it's not that it's great, but it's easier going through it the second time because you know what's coming and you know what's expected of you. And I know that he'll attack it, and he'll be ready next year. I put the air back in the balloon. Our guys will be there on Sunday. Our guys are ready to go. We had a really good practice today, one of our better Friday practices. Injuries occur in the NFL. It's just the way it is. You know, it's unlike any other sport. You know, it's a contact sport. Things happen. And our guys will be ready to go on Sunday. It's a big game. Colts are a big rivalry. You know, this organization knows that. We don't have a great history with the Colts relative to our record. So, you know, it's a big rivalry, and we need our fans. You know, we need our fans there loud and give us a great home field advantage.